But wrap your minds around this, gentlemen.
Come on, we've got holes, Tito.
I hate curses and I hate all of you.
All right, America, have your laugh.
Sisters, give each other a kiss and make up.
Man, the guy's talking about incest. It's not funny. The guy needs help.
Price is wrong, bitch.
I get it. You don't like me. I exploded.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Welcome to Adam Sandler Please Stop, a complete retrospective of all Adam Sandler movies, past, present, and unfortunately future. I am Robert Bacon, and with me, as always, is my co-host,
Marie Maloney.
Yeah, this week we take a break. We look at Adam
Sandler. Yay!
We're looking at Adam Sandler's computer-animated debut in Hotel Transylvania.
Yeah. I'm so excited. We don't have to see his face.
Released on my birthday, September 28th, 2012.
Oh, how old are you that year?
Nobody cares.
How was it? What'd you get?
Sadder.
The
plot synopsis. Dracula, who operates a high-end resort away from the human world,
naturally,
goes into overprotective mode when a boy discovers the resort and falls for the Count's teenage daughter.
Uh-oh.
It kind of sounds like a little bit like Monsters, Inc.
Yeah.
Where
a little bit of misogyny, like overprotectiveness.
Overprotective, yep. Dad, that's a standard thing.
Yep.
And we're excited because we've gone, if you've been listening to the podcast, we've been going through a lot.
Yeah. That's My Boy. It not only ruined my day, I'm going to go ahead and say it ruined my week.
It was. It was really bad.
It really weighed heavy on me.
It still does.
Yeah. It really does.
I did some research on that stuff, because I know that on this podcast we're like, we don't like to focus on the behind the scenes stuff and the technical part of stuff. We're just focusing on if it's good or not,
right,
and talking about
and
Adam
why.
Sandler.
Yeah.
Focusing mostly on Adam. But I want to talk a little bit about leading up to this. Sandler has worked with Columbia a lot.
Basically,
that's the only company that works with Happy Madison.
That
was part of a long string of films. Sony owns Columbia Pictures.
Okay, and that's why we've seen massive
Sony,
like,
stuff.
Sony product placement. Yes.
And so That's My Boy, Jack and Jill, Just Go With It, Grown Ups, all Columbia Pictures. That's Sony. That's all part of Sony Motion Picture Group. Presented by Happy Madison Productions. That's all of those. And some of the other ones before that were kind of mixed in there. Universal was kind of in there and other things. But basically, we've come to the point where if it is a Sony Pictures and Happy Madison production, you know it's going to be straight up garbage because they don't know how to make films. Anyway, this is a Sony Pictures animation film.
Yeah. Is this their first one? Like their first little delve? No.
I knew you would ask. And I wrote it down. In 2001, Sony Pictures considered selling off its visual effects facility titled Sony Pictures Imageworks. That was their, wherever they did their special effects, that was theirs.
Okay, cool.
After failing to find a suitable buyer and having been impressed by the CGI sequences that were created for Stuart Little 2.
Man, this mouse looks good! Hey, we gotta keep him.
Who made this mouse? We made that mouse? We're trying to sell that? No.
No,
we gotta keep this mouse.
Gotta keep that mouse in the family.
My kids love that Stuart Little. My kids will kill me if they find that out. And also because they saw the success from DreamWorks and Pixar at the time, Sony decided to reconfigure it and make it its own animation studio. They made films like Open Season.
Oh.
Not very good.
Nope.
Surf's Up, which I do believe was nominated for an Academy Award.
Surf's Up? I don't even remember that one.
The Smurfs movies?
Oh, yep.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 1 and 2.
Oh, that's a great one.
I love Cloudy with a Chance
of
Meatballs.
Oh, you had a good one in there.
There you go. If you haven't seen Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs,
get thee to
get
a television.
It is awesome. So much fun. Very quick. Very
smart. I think it's on Netflix.
Probably.
Yeah.
I'll watch it right now instead of this.
I wish.
It's very, if you like Emperor's New Groove, where it's like quick and smart and like it builds its own universe, I feel like it has the same
thing.
It's
great.
Two isn't as good.
No, they didn't.
But the leak in the boat joke.
Oh, I don't.
He goes, there's a leak in the boat. And you look in the boat and it's a leak. It's a little leak.
There's a leak in the boat.
That's in the trailer. I didn't spoil anything. But also, they also just made the Emoji Movie.
Ooh.
So there's some swings and misses with their stuff. And one thing that I'd like to say, though, is having seen some of these, I kind of do like their animation style. It's very, like, quick and polished. It's not like Pixar where it's, like, amazing.
Right.
But it is. It's competent.
Yeah.
And it's fun. So we'll see about this one. The budget on this one, $85 million. I think it lost or made money.
I think it made money.
Of course it
did.
They have sequels.
Yeah.
For
the kids.
It made $148 million. Oh, my kids got to see this Hotel Transylvania.
My kids love monsters.
You gotta hide Stuart Little in there somewhere, though. My daughter loves Stuart Little. This movie actually uses the chronological order following Dracula's original story.
Really?
As if it was telling true events. So as we watch the film, there'll be the time periods that they point out, like the time when he started the hotel and stuff like that. It's like, oh, that's actually if you're following the original Dracula story.
Interesting.
That's fun, right?
Yeah, that's cool.
One last fact. Miley Cyrus was cast as Mavis, but she withdrew it. So it was she was replaced by Selena Gomez.
Oh, okay.
So they're literally just like, we need
girl. A Disney girl, preferably.
Yeah, that's how they did it. And to
you
stick
don't want
it to
this
Disney.
Miley?
I gotta stick it to Disney. I got my own animation studio. You turn me down. You got a stupid mouse. We got a good mouse. Stuart Little.
Okay.
Have you seen this?
No, I haven't.
I haven't seen it either, but we're both excited.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. We have to listen to the trailer.
Oh, do we?
I forgot. Forgot last week. Here it is.
Beautiful maybe, with daddy you will stay. And if a human tries to harm you, I'll simply say... because you're daddy's girl. Ever since she was born, I've wanted to protect my little ghoul. So I created a place where all monsters could be safe. From them!
Humans hate us. They're vicious. And they're very loud!
Dad, everyone here is ancient.
N27.
I want to go out and see the world.
Whoa, 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 honey, you're too young.
I'm 118 years old.
Don't give me the pouty bad face. This is Hotel Transylvania. All of our monster friends are right here. The mummy, Wayne the Wolf.
Yeah, it's a mess back there.
And your Uncle Frank's dropping in too.
Housekeeping! Hello?
A human! How did you find this place?
Oh, I was just mountain climbing with some dudes and heard this story about an awesome castle. Speaking of awesome, that cape thing is killing it! Look at these cool costumes! Check it out, I'm a Franken homie! Whoa, what's your name?
My name is Mavis.
Drax's daughter's in love with...
a human!
Go to a corner, you're in the timeout!
I'm a grown man!
Seriously, Dad.
You are coming with us.
I'm staying.
Oh! Why did that hurt me?
Out of the way, Grandpa!
Stay away from my daughter!
I think your dad's really starting to like me. Hi.
Hotel Transylvania.
Now go and never return.
Wait, never return to the hotel?
What? Well, I just used my powers to erase your memory. I looked straight into your eyes.
Oh, maybe it's the contact lenses.
The what?
Here, let me just try and get them out real quick.
Oh, that is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen.
Almost got it.
So, Andy Samberg's back.
Yeah, and he's the voice then of the boy.
Yeah.
I'm not as excited.
It has to be...
Damn it.
They had to have recorded this before Andy Samberg's real life wedding, because how could they possibly be friends after Adam Sandler showed up in character from That's My Boy? Yeah. I mean, it's got to be before. Let's explain the rules.
Yeah, let's do that. We watched the movie together, stopping at every 30 minutes to discuss it so far. Each of us has one stop card that we could use to pause the movie before that movie. Wait, hold on. Each of us has one stop card that we can use to pause the movie before that 30 minutes is up, just in case there's something that we need to talk about. Ready to watch the movie?
Yeah!
Yeah! First up,
we're back.
We're back. Hey, do you feel like killing yourself, Marie?
Not yet.
Sooner or later, you will want to. Marie, notes, thoughts, feelings about this movie so far?
So I was kind of just taking it all in and eating a salad while we were watching. and so it's just like a fun, silly, like kids movie. It's not amazing,
no.
But it's not terrible. I'm not hating it.
No, it's not on the level of Pixar or a good DreamWorks movie. There's a lot of bad DreamWorks movies, but it's not trying to say anything to adults. It's
right.
This is a kids film.
Yeah, it's catering to kids, and I appreciate that.
And it is a kids film, and it lets you know that because within the first 10 minutes, there is a pee, poop, and
the fart joke. Yep.
The fart trifecta of like several pee, several poop, several fart jokes, all in the thing. And it seems pretty kid and like.
But that's also Happy Madison MO as well. So it's perfect.
They had nothing to do with this, though. They didn't get their fingers on any of this.
Yeah, but it's all of Adam Sandler's friends.
It
so
is. Yeah.
It's the mentality. That
there
counts.
Was a point in the movie where.
Okay. Wait, are we going to talk about the sponge?
We got to talk about pee sponge.
We got to talk about the pee sponge. Okay, listeners. So there's a point. There's a bunch of werewolves running around, and they're
baby
kids,
werewolves.
The pups.
Yeah,
the pups are all over the place. They're chewing stuff. They're pissing on stuff. Mm-hmm. And Adam Sandler's Dracula like orders house cleaning around constantly to clean up after monsters.
Mm-hmm.
And house cleaning witches throw a anthropomorphic sponge on the pee, and it has like googly eyes and a smiley face, and it just like rubs itself
and it loves
on
it.
The pee, and it's like
it's having an orgasm sucking up pee.
It doesn't say anything. It just like and it gets bigger, and it's smiling more and more the more pee it soaks up. Pee sponge.
This is the R. Kelly of sponges. This sponge loves pee. Just so you guys know, real quick rundown of what's going on in this film. It's basically what it says in the trailer. Dracula has decided to make his own hotel, which all monsters can stay at. And he has a daughter. Obviously, the mom is dead. It's hinted at, and they don't want to talk about it. I'm sure we'll find out about it later.
Right.
Probably was killed by a human.
Could be.
Because now Dracula doesn't want to go out into the human world, and he doesn't want his daughter to go out in the human world. And that's why he's made this, and she's been there, and she's 118, and it's her 118th birthday tomorrow.
So they're making 118 like 18.
Yeah, 18, exactly. And a human walks in, voiced in by Andy Samberg.
Andy Samberg, yep.
And he's doing his did. He's doing the same as the kid in Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Wait, does he play a kid in Cloudy?
In Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, he plays the kid who is on the cover of all the sardine cans.
Oh.
Uh-oh. And he hits his butt. That's him.
Yeah. He's playing like a dude.
I'm too stupid to know what's going on.
Yeah,
and then I
like backpack around Europe, and I'm like smelly.
Mm-hmm.
Dude.
There's nothing new here.
Right,
there's nothing you've never seen. It's the same like super overprotective parent
not wanting their child to go out into the world.
Yeah. And do you want to, like, so we've only seen 30 minutes.
Yeah, so the first major plot point, Adam Sandler kind of fakes out his daughter by letting her go into the human world, but it's, like, this, like, fake setup
it's that clearly
he's, like, staged for her.
It's clearly a village that
right.
has been gone for an extended period of time.
Yes.
And then he filled it with all his zombie guys dressed up like humans to scare her.
Scare her, yes.
So, because he's like, sure, you can go out. You can go over there and give it a try. And then he scares her and she comes back and she's like, I'm never going to go out again.
Mm-hmm. So, which is what he wanted. Or does he?
Yeah.
Whoa.
But here's the thing, Marie. Like, as you're watching this, you know, you're like, cool. So we know she's going to find out that that was fake.
Oh, of course,
And then she's going to get upset at him.
Duh.
We know.
He's going to realize, like, man, I've been a dick.
Yeah.
I need to let her go.
And but he's not going to realize that till the end of the movie.
Oh, yeah. Till the very end.
We know everything that's going to happen in this movie. Right? Yeah. Within the first 10 to 15 minutes, you know everything that's going to happen in
but
this
also,
film.
But also, I bet you guys didn't know that CeeLo Green is a mummy in this movie.
For no reason.
For no reason.
The voiceover people that they picked, I don't understand. It's just famous people.
Yeah, famous Adam Sandler friends besides CeeLo. I can't imagine him being friends.
But, like, why is CeeLo the voice of a mummy?
Because that makes him crazy.
Boo.
That makes him crazy. Stop it. No. Also, for anybody who doesn't know, CeeLo Green is Gnarls Barkley. They're the same person.
Murray, what?
Does that make you crazy?
Oh, my God. That explains why they both didn't show up to my barbecue. Just Gnarls did.
See me driving around town with the bacon I love. No. And I'm like, fuck your barbecue.
Stop it. Oh, man. So, yeah, it's a paint-by-numbers script, but that's okay because it's for kids, so they don't know it yet.
Yeah, and it's also not That's My Boy, so I'm happy right now.
That's the problem, is we're so skewed.
Yes.
I mean,
we've been deep down in the dumps about our Adam Sandler films, so
this feels good.
It feels great.
Because there's fun visual gags in there. The animation is, like, quick and fast and very Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
And I want to say Adam Sandler's voice acting is actually refreshing.
But it is a voice that we have heard Adam Sandler do a million times.
I'm
Dracula. It's the same. He's not trying
Opera Man,
hard.
Basically.
It's Opera Man.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Please. Please?
Please?
Please.
Something we need to talk about as well is there's monsters in this movie, and then there's also things that are not monsters.
Non-monsters, yeah.
They walk into a room in which fleas are on their honeymoon, having flea sex. They're having flea sex.
They were on a silky piece of fabric. I wasn't
which
even a blanket.
Which is the size of a football field, the fleas.
And it was just... They didn't even say they were fleas, but Bacon and I were just like, fleas?
We both look at each other and we go, fleas? Fleas? Question mark? Fleas.
Fleas.
Fleas. And then the fleas kissed. We're like, fleas.
Fleas. Fleas.
There was a whole scene of us talking to each other just saying fleas. And then there's just skeletons, and it's like, skeletons aren't monsters.
Aren't monsters.
There's
no.
Quasimodo. Quasimodo's not a monster. That's the whole point of that film is that he's not a monster.
Yeah, he's a human.
Yeah.
He's unfortunately disformed, but...
Yeah. They call Frankenstein... it's technically Frankenstein is not Frankenstein. It's Frankenstein's monster. They still call him Frankenstein in the movie.
You know,
they don't
kids
care.
Don't know.
Kids are dumb.
Kids are idiots. That's what we made this for him.
I hate to give that cop-out to movies of, like, it's a kid's film.
Well, yeah, like, be an idiot about making a kid's film. But I just think that this is, like, very lighthearted. It's not very... It's not taking itself very seriously.
Yes.
Like, if you were comparing it to a Disney or a Pixar, you're like, okay, well, those take themselves seriously and kind of have, like, a message. And they're more for everybody.
Yes.
Not for kids. And this is kind of just, like, catering to kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't feel bad. I'm excited to watch. I mean, oh my God, my fucking life.
Go on. I want to hear what you were.
I just said I'm excited. I literally just explained why this movie is like average at best, and then
you're like, I'm excited.
I'm excited to see it. I can't watch movies anymore.
No, you've been ruined.
I watched Arrival a couple weeks ago. It blew my mind. Like,
because we're used to watching such bad movies.
Like, Arrival's like pretty good, not great, but like,
but
I watched it and I'm like, wow,
oh my God,
and it's because
they were
just
teaching her their language.
Don't, hey, spoilers,
oh my God,
people still have time to watch it. Come
she
on,
can,
stop
it's,
it. The movie. Go to the movie. No, can't miss it. No, no. Movie, start the movie. Stop it.
I work out when I walk in the spot. Yeah, this is what I see. Everybody stops and is staring at me. I got passion in my pants and I ain't afraid to show it. Show it, show it, show it.
Stop card.
I don't think it's that funny.
It's so stupid.
All right, guys. Marie used her stop card. Can you tell us why, Marie?
Okay, so we're just going to talk about the immediate scene we just saw. So Adam Sandler's character is, like, kind of making things really boring and, like, not taking the suggestions of the, like, human Andy Samberg's character. And they're in
and
this,
it's
like,
clearly that, yeah. It's clear that Andy Samberg's character, the human, is giving really,
really good
advice.
Yeah,
yeah,
very good advice.
Yeah.
So they're at this, like, boring charades playing tournament in a gym. And
there's a gym in this hotel.
There's a gym in the hotel. And they're like, it's like, oh man, this is so lame. Everybody's so bored. And then Andy Samberg's character takes out a razor scooter and the whole room changes. The razor scooter is the best thing they ever saw, and it's so stupid. Why? Why the scooter? Why?
They've never seen it.
It's so dumb.
And then
I'm sexy and I scoot, 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 scoot. And characters are just slowly scooting across the screen. It's so dumb. Why? Why was the razor scooter cool? It wasn't even cool in that year. It was over.
It was never cool.
It was never cool. Whenever I see someone with a razor scooter downtown, I'm like, why?
Whenever I see somebody in a razor scooter, all I can think about is, like, you're going to fall and all your teeth are going to come out.
Why?
They, like, it goes down to your shin.
I'm sexy and I scoot, 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 scoot.
Marie died laughing. She was laughing for a solid 5 minutes before she said stop card.
I just kept saying, a scooter? A scooter?
I get the joke. It's a fun joke.
It's not a fun joke. It's like a total non sequitur. Like a razor scooter. What? Yeah. Why?
I don't like razor scooters.
If you like razor scooters, please email us at adamsandlerpleasestop@gmail.com because I'm dying to talk to you. I want to know why.
Also, I've never experienced a razor scooter because, one, my feet don't fit on it. It's too...
Never fit?
Never.
Oh, bacon.
I've size 13, 14 feet, and so it hits that little brake thing. So you have to, like, I have to put my feet on the side. And
this
then,
scooter's too big for me. Yeah, too small for me.
Too small. And then the little thing that telescopes in the front, that only goes up to my knees, barely.
I want to see bacon on a razor scooter.
No, it's
now.
A death trap, and I hate them. Not a fan.
Scooter.
Skateboard, cool. Rollerblades, cool. Bike, normal. You know, ice skates.
I'm sexy and I'm scoot, 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 scoot.
We're going
scoot,
back to the movie. I work out when I walk in the spot. This is what I see. Everybody stops and is staring at me. I got passion in my pants and I ain't afraid to show it. Show it, show it, show it. I'm sexy and I know it. I'm sexy and I know it. Check it out. Check it out. Wiggle, 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 wiggle. Stop number two.
This is moving a fast.
It's a kid's movie.
Yeah,
it's gotta pay attention. No, it's what's going on
snip,
over here?
Snap,
what's going
snip,
on over there?
Snip, snip.
It's following exactly what you think it would follow.
Oh.
If you've never even seen the movie, you've seen the trailer, you know exactly.
Absolutely.
It's the kid comes in, he has to stay.
Yeah. There are all these things that, like, endear him to the rest of the people, so they have to keep the ruse up.
But Dracula hates him.
But Dracula hates him, then it's like, oh wait, he kind of starts to like him, but he's like, oh no, I've revealed the backstory of how my wife died, and then
and his wife dies the exact way that you would expect it. They were together, they had a kid, the townspeople cornered him and burned the house down,
yep.
and she died and he didn't, and then it was, that's why he hates yeah. humans. It's there's no surprises.
Sidebar, is fire the only thing that kills vampires in this
No. Room? No. Fire doesn't kill vampires.
Well, how did she die then? The stake?
Stake through the heart. Garlic doesn't kill them, it burns them. Holy water hurts them. The sun.
It's murky.
I mean, kills Frankenstein's monster. To point this out, everyone loves the kid except Here's what happens, Marie. Everyone loves Andy Samberg's character, and the only person who doesn't like Andy Samberg's character
is Adam Sandler.
And Adam Sandler. That's my boy. The exact same thing switched.
Switch, yeah.
Except for that movie was awful. And this there was
one is
no.
Tolerable.
They literally made in That's My Boy. There was no reason to like Adam Sandler's character.
No,
he was a huge asshole. He wasn't original. He wasn't fun. But they, it was just written that people liked him.
Yes.
Here they wrote in a reason why everybody likes it.
Yes, his which character. Is why it's a better film.
It's revealed in front of a big group that Andy Samberg's
character.
Is a human.
Yes.
And everyone freaks out.
Because they've been fed this propaganda.
Here's the propaganda problem that I have. I understand that his daughter doesn't trust humans. All these other people go out into the real world.
Yeah, their worlds. I don't understand why the hotel was created for just one weekend every year.
Well, no, everyone comes for that weekend, but then it's open for...
It's open
all the time. Yeah,
okay.
This is their big... The hotel's booked for this party.
Okay.
But my whole thing is I don't understand, like, why everybody else hasn't run into humans yet and knows that in this world not all of them are bad.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense. That's
well,
because
they're monsters,
hole.
Like, maybe they're just used to hiding? Plot hole.
Fleas?
There's also, sidebar, there's also flies. Flies?
Large human-sized
flies
that are just monsters?
That have, like, pecs? Pectorals?
Yeah, pectoral muscles.
But that's it.
Flies?
But also wear pants. No shirt, pectoral, pants.
Pants?
Pants.
Pants.
Flies? Please?
There's a scene. There's a scene in which Andy Samberg's character is playing guitar, and then he jumps off the stage, and he says, stage dive,
and nobody
catches him, and he falls.
Because nobody knows what that is.
We... need to end this joke of I'm stage diving and no one catches me and I fall. It is one of the most overused tropes.
I think the butt jokes in this are overused.
I don't think you could overuse a butt joke.
Butt jokes, butt and dick jokes are a little overplayed.
Every Invisible Man joke doesn't hit. None of them are funny.
No. We've had a lot of butts and a lot of wee-wees
yeah.
over here for the
Several dick jokes have happened.
Several dick jokes for the Invisible Man.
Yeah. But I think the stage diving one, I'm so sick of it. They did it in the Ghostbusters movie. I feel like if you do a stage dive joke and the people actually catch them.
Oh, you're talking about movies in general.
Movies in general.
Got it.
Need to stop it. From now on, if I'm watching a comedy and there's somebody stage dives and they get caught, that's actually a surprise to me.
Yeah.
It's so tired.
But I want them caught by one person.
That's funnier.
Yes! Could you imagine one person holding?
Yes.
Like, another person's entire weight?
Here's a fun thing I
above
saw.
Above their head?
Dracula is still wearing his wedding ring.
Oh,
you notice that?
How romantic.
Yeah,
oh
dead
God.
Wife wedding ring. And then right after that, I wrote down, Kevin James is awful.
Yeah, he really is. He's not even, you can't even see him in this film, and he's terrible.
He is, his voiceover acting, he is Frankenstein. He doesn't sound like Frankenstein.
No.
Frankenstein's monster, sorry, he's called Frankenstein in the movie, it throws me off. And his voiceover acting is awful.
Terrible.
It's terrible.
Atrocious.
Adam Sandler's character as Dracula, there's a dancing scene, and the very first move he does is Russian kicks. We can't get away
from
fucking
Russian kicks. Russian kicks and stage dives.
Oh, it's in several of them.
Yeah.
The girl falls in love with the guy. With
first
the boy.
Guy ever.
First guy she's ever met falls in love with.
Yeah. I also kind of have a problem. So right when we stopped just now,
yeah.
We hit the part where she realizes that her dad has been lying the whole time.
The liars reveal.
Yeah, the liars reveal.
The thing that we all fucking hate.
Burr, burr, burr.
But for some reason, this movie is like having enough fun and not taking itself seriously enough to get upset about.
But yeah. Go ahead. But so she knows he's a human, and she's like, is it true? And she's like, I don't care. And he looks across and sees Dracula, Adam Sandler, and yeah. He knows that he should break it off. But, like, he's really... I feel like the meanness is unnecessary.
It is.
It's really rude.
No, because Marie, that's part of the liar's reveal.
Yeah.
It's like the misunderstanding.
I hurt you because I can't be with you.
Yeah.
Like...
It's the misunderstanding, and then later we know it's going to come back, and we know they're going to get together.
I just hate that it's a trope. Like, it's dumb that it's a trope.
It is. But, I mean, if you're a little kid, which is this movie is for, you don't know these tropes.
It's really great to teach kids that in order to break up with someone, you should just be a complete asshole.
Yeah.
And be like, but I saved them. But I saved them from my shitty self.
That's true, Murray.
But I saved them.
It's true.
Hey, kids. Kids out there.
Hey, kids.
Don't ghost.
Don't
just be a huge dick. But
please?
No.
Please?
Please?
Please.
I'm surprised we're not finishing off this film. Feels like it should really be wrapping up.
It should. There's a whole half hour left.
God damn it.
In classic Adam Sandler
seems like
movies,
there should be 5 minutes.
Even
left.
His okay movies are like a little too long.
Yeah. Even the kids are like,
I got a nap to take.
Yeah, I got
you
a
couldn't
play
see Marie
set
was
to
hitting
play
her
on.
Wrist.
Yeah, got a play set to go play on.
Place a place a playground
a play set. Yeah, a play a set place. A play set.
You said a place.
Play set.
Please.
Please.
Let's watch the rest.
I thought I found a love, but she was just a fling. And then I met a girl and felt a different thing. It's like you're hit in the ring, like you're pulled by a string. Can't breathe, like you're choking on a chicken wing. It was a thing called a zing, and I wanted to sing and listen to the ballads of a man named Sting. Lady looks in your eyes, and it's suddenly spring. Like when Nala looked at Simba in The Lion King.
Throw down?
No, I just came closer to hear you better.
Oh, come on, just give it a try.
All right, maybe just a little.
So listen, all you singers from here to Beijing, you better crack the box string, get ready to clean. Cause if love was money, you'd be energy chain next to a zing, Cupid's arrows, a little beast thing. It was a zing and a zang and a zingy dee dee, and there was only one lady in the zing for me. Cause when you zing,
what the zing?
You better know one thing, the only thing you're gonna sling is a wedding ring.
Oh,
wow.
My... God. I'm not even going to talk about what happened at the end of the movie because I need to talk about this right now.
Go ahead, Marie.
I just heard the worst song of all time.
In
the ending of this film.
The movie ends with a Lonely Island style song sung by Andy Samberg.
Andy Samberg, CeeLo Green,
Selena Gomez,
and
Adam Sandler. So you're like, we have all these musical people.
Hey, oof. Bacon, do you want to name things that rhyme with zing?
Zing,
wing, ring, sing,
sting,
fling, chicken wing,
smoking, jumping, swinging,
Lion King,
sleeping. We just heard the most, it's like somebody went on Rhyme Zone and typed in zing, and then they made a song with all the ing rhymes.
It was horrible.
It's like if you wrote a whole song based on the rhyme cat, and it was just like, oh, cat, bat, zat, fat, sat, rat,
like,
mat, vat.
We're not saying that rhyming is bad, but when
I am, I'm saying that right now, putting that down. Rhyming's bad for kids, and I don't think they should learn it.
When you rhyme every single sentence and there's no breakup of the rhyme, that's not even songwriting. You just played a drinking game where you rhymed with a word.
None of the lyrics actually go with really anything. It just
and it doesn't
just
even make
lazy.
Any sense.
No,
it just everything is rhyming with zing. Oh
Marie,
my god!
The suits in charge of this movie were just like, hey, we need to have like a fun dance.
We need to end We need to end this on what the kids like.
With
a
dancing
rap.
And thing. Yeah, a rap.
A rap and some auto-tune.
Yeah, so much auto-tune. And you know what? That kind of goes with, we complained a lot because there's a lot of problems with this movie.
Yeah.
But like also we were like, all right, it's fun. It's doing whatever. I'm not going to say it's good by any means.
No,
but like,
it's not good.
I'm not hating it. But... The last half hour of this movie.
The back half is so stupid.
It's so contrived.
It's so, like...
It's so lazily written.
Kevin James is the worst part of this film. Let's just, like, get that out of the way. We've already been talking about how bad he is. He's the worst.
Spoiler alert. Anytime Kevin James is in a movie, he's the worst part of that movie.
He's the worst part of that movie.
Kevin James,
there are
millions of people who are way
more
talented.
Yes.
There's people who are fatter, uglier, funnier. You can't say, I don't like him because he's fat and ugly. I hate him because he's untalented and so...
Stupid.
He is...
He rode the wave of mediocre white guy stand-ups.
This is why I hate him more than anything as a white man. Is he...
Me, as a white man.
As a white man.
I hate him.
He was the tipping point. Kevin James was the tipping point and being like, all right, white guys, we can't handle it anymore.
Yeah. You need to stop.
You need to have some talent now.
Yeah, white guys,
and
please
he ruined it.
Stop.
So by the time I got here, it's like, sorry, white guys, you can't.
Yeah.
So we only take talented white guys now. And it's like, damn it, you were taking
Kevin James. Yeah, Kevin James ruined it for all of you. So
fucking
sorry.
Kevin James. Go on. Sorry, rant.
They realize they gotta go after Johnny, i.e. Andy Samberg's character.
Yeah.
Because
they get to the
town.
You have to explain why, though, Marie.
We already explained it. He, like, went off on her to, like, save her.
Oh, that
her.
Was at the end.
Yeah.
Well, that took a half hour.
We already explained that part, Bacon. Jesus.
Jesus, so
We've
much
We've lived
happened.
So many lifetimes in a half hour.
Yeah.
So they get to the middle of the town. And, what? There's a monster festival happening in town.
Just right in
just
the middle of the town.
Just happens to be going down.
Also, it's in Transylvania, which is in Romania. Everyone speaks English. But okay,
yeah,
whatever.
Everyone
it's a kid's
is
movie.
Just like,
it's a kid's movie. Let's just move on. All
American
right,
humans.
Yeah.
And the monsters are like, wait, what? They like us? And Kevin James, as Frankenstein, climbs to the top of a inflatable Frankenstein and is like, guys... The real Dracula is here. He needs to get to the airport. Make a path. It's so fucking stupid.
It is the
it's
most
so
convoluted
stupid.
Ending.
Stupid. If you're monsters and you have these powers and you happen upon a stupid fucking festival, why don't you just be out in the open? Adam Sandler's wearing a goddamn stupid ass hat.
Yeah.
Run and hold the hat in your hands
and
get to the airport. Just do the thing.
And the first 2 minutes that they were doing that, Marie and I are both like,
"This is so dumb.
Why isn't Adam Sandler just flying right now? He's a bat." And then we're like, "Oh, it's
the sun.
The
He'd
sun
get burned.
Cool. So that makes sense." But then
that's violated.
They did that whole thing, and then they just violate it. He becomes a bat and flies after the plane to get Andy Samberg's character, and he's
burning the entire
time. He's burning
time.
The entire time.
And we're like, how is he not dead yet?
Yeah.
And he's never dead.
He burns the whole time. He comes back. He's back, and he's fixed in 2 seconds. Also, the bat is faster than the plane.
Somehow.
He could also... He's Dracula. He could just use his powers to stop the plane
right.
in mid-flight. Or slow it down enough so it doesn't kill everybody inside of it. Either way, it's not... I know, all right, a lot of people, it's like, it's a kid's movie.
But, like, it sets up rules, and then it breaks the rules for
breaks,
the convenience of, like, the hokiness.
The hokiness and the dumbness of the end of, like,
and
them having...
I really fucking hate... So, we're talking about Zing, the ending song rhyming with Zing.
Yeah.
So, the Zing is actually a thing they're talking about. It's, like, the feeling you get when you have one true love. And I fucking hate when kids... films do this. They like perpetuate.
So many films do this.
But like particularly like Disney films and now, you know, like whatever jank ass Sony films, I guess, as well.
Jank ass
Jank-ass Sony films.
Hashtag
jank-ass Sony films. So it's like that trope that everybody knows of like, oh, you only get one love in your lifetime, and if you don't, if it doesn't work out,
you're done.
You're done.
Kill yourself.
Like, I hate that, and obviously everybody knows it's not true, and it's dumb to perpetuate and like put out.
Marie,
into
I'm gonna say that not everyone knows that. I'm gonna say that there are a lot of people who think that there's only a thing as like one true love.
You know what? That's perhaps. I think you're right. I would say half of people are like reasonable and are like, you know, you can love many
people. I wouldn't
people.
Say it's half. I would say people
a good
probably
amount
think...
of people are reasonable and a, yeah. and also a good amount of people are like, I have one true love, and you're like probably staying in bad relationships because of it and like doing all sorts of stuff. And it's like, no, you are in a relationship, you choose to make it work, or if things are really bad, like choose to...
You should cut it off.
Yeah, choose to end that relationship.
There are people who are in...
Very
relationships
bad,
that should be done.
Yeah, toxic relationships yeah. that you should not be in.
There's nothing wrong with divorce, okay?
You
made a mistake. Start over.
Also, it probably wasn't even a mistake at the time.
And no,
it,
you might have been in love. People change.
Hate that we're like... I'm sorry, I'm on a soapbox right now. But like, I hate that we're teaching kids
a really
that.
Tiny soapbox Murray
Teeny,
is on.
Tiny soapbox. Made of frogs. Did you notice that in the beginning? He like stood on a bunch of frogs.
Marie, I'm totally with you on this one. That also really like...
It just irks me. Like, don't teach that to kids.
And here's the thing that irks me about that. So like all of that, everything that you said, I 100% agree with. But the reason why it irks me the most is because I feel like it's just lazy writing.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
To just be like, I don't think the person who actually wrote that or the people who worked on this film actually believe that.
Oh, for sure.
I just
but
think
it's just easy
like,
to say.
Oh, well, they are in love, even though they just met and hung out half a day.
They had their zing.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing that matters.
Stop it. Stop it.
It's the zing.
No.
It's a thing, little thing.
So
making me sing.
The movie was pretty lazy throughout. In the beginning, they blew their load with all the monster jokes. Like there's this opening scene where like we're introduced to all the monsters, and they use up all those jokes
instead of
saving those jokes for later. And there's other things. And it was just like, with an animated film like this, where like so much amount of work goes into like every frame.
Yeah.
And you can control everything. A movie like this, when it's like lazily written, is annoying because it's like nothing else in this movie seems that lazy. The animation isn't amazing.
I like
so
it. It's nice. I think it's high quality.
I think it's good.
It's good.
A lot of work goes in, like, so when you watch That's My Boy, you could tell that, like, no work is put into anything. No work was put into the scripts.
But a lot
was put
of work is
thing.
Put into animated film.
But, well, there's somebody who works on this film who is, like, had to go through school to be an animator and to, like, learn his thing, or his or her thing. And they work so hard, and they get this amazing job at Sony Pictures Animation, which is, like, a big studio for them, you know. And they're getting paid to do what they love, and they have to animate a movie in which a couple people didn't put enough work into and were fucking lazy about it themselves. And one of the people was Robert Schmeigel.
Yes, Robert.
Who
what
I enjoy. As performers and as writers, sometimes we do a lot of stuff that's lazy and we have to realize
or
that.
Or things
like,
that we don't want to do.
Yeah. But if you're
going to make a paycheck. Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe. But this is not. I don't think that this is that case. I feel like there could have been a lot more written into this. And at the end, it really makes me upset that they decided to just be like to write an hour of a movie that was somewhat original. And then towards the end to
throw trope after trope after trope in.
And it's like literally, you guys, did anybody read this over and be like, cool, maybe there's a better ending sequence, a more original ending sequence.
Yeah.
Like, something that we could present to our audience that's really fun and cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But this is kind of this is the reason that we have this podcast. We watch Adam Sandler films take the easy way out.
All the
so
time.
So much.
All the time.
And
but this isn't an Adam Sandler film.
To call you on it. But no, but it is. Like, he's the talent. He's driving. Like, yes, it's a Sony Columbia Pictures film. But Adam Sandler is the big talent.
I honestly think
this.
That Adam Sandler spent a weekend
two
or 3 days in a booth and collected his money and left. I don't think he had that much insight into the film. But I guess that just kind of shows if you cast Adam Sandler,
right? That's what you're.
That
gonna
shows
get.
That shows what kind of work that you put into the film.
Yeah, you're that's what I'm saying.
And that's how they cast all these people. They're like, oh, these are funny
his
people.
His cronies,
and, yeah.
yeah.
You know what? And even, God, as much as I've defended... What's his
David name? Spade.
As much as I've defended David Spade.
Yeah. He's not...
I love his voiceover work in Emperor's New Groove.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's such a fun film.
Yeah, and I think that... But you could tell that David Spade in this film is even, like, not even
giving
it
his all.
Yeah, he's
checked out.
He didn't have that many lines. He did his in a half a day and was out of there.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
He's the invisible man, you guys.
Yeah.
Marie, I'm looking at our rankings.
Oh, gosh. This is some... I truly had not thought about this.
Cool. Well, I could edit so you get as much time as possible. Just so you guys know, Marie
Beautiful.
Took a half an hour to pick this decision. Marie, where are you going to put this on your list?
I'm putting this... in my number 13 slot as better than Funny People, but worse than Bedtime Stories.
Ooh, okay. So your top five and bottom five
remain the
same. Stay the same. And this is the 26th film that we've reviewed.
Yes.
You're putting it in closest to the center that you can.
Smack dab in the middle.
This is smack dab in the middle. So above Bedtime Stories? No, below Bedtime
Stories. Below story. Bedtime Stories.
But better than Funny People.
Yes, I hated
Murray,
Funny People.
Murray fucking hated Funny People. All right, so we'll go with your bottom five, which are exactly the same. Starting from 22 going to 26 is Anger Management, Little Nicky, Eight Crazy Nights, Jack and Jill, and then That's My Boy. Marie, I looked at this while we were watching the film, and I wrote it down here. I'm also putting mine at the 13th slot.
What?
This is... We should get two totally different people to review these. So we're different enough. Our list is different enough, but I also put mine.
Yeah.
My 13, Marie, puts it worse than You Don't Mess with the Zohan.
Okay.
But better than Bedtime Stories.
Really? Okay.
You have it below Bedtime Stories.
Right.
So we're different enough, but we're still putting it in the 13th.
It's still teetering close in our taste range.
That is insane that we both put it at 13. Can you read my top five and bottom five?
Yes. So... Fagan's top five, 1 through 5, are Punch Drunk Love, The Wedding Singer, Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, and Spanglish. His bottom five remain the same. Little Nicky, Eight Crazy Nights, Grown Ups, Jack and Jill, and That's My Boy.
That bottom five is so bad.
It's the pits.
This effort, now that you just said Spanglish, that's made me realize that this movie is like the opposite of Spanglish. Where like the first hour of Spanglish, we hated it, and the last like
half hour.
And then
we were like, oh my God, this had so much potential. Yeah.
This movie had potential too.
The front half had way more than the back half, yeah.
Yeah, you could tell they just kind of wrote it, and then they got to the end and they're like, we don't know how to do it, so let's just end
Monster
this thing.
Festival?
Yeah, real convoluted. That's enough of talking about that. So, Marie.
What's going on next week?
Marie.
I'm so scared.
The break is over, Marie. Next week, we are watching Grown Ups 2.
No! No! No!
I love that you don't know what we're watching. That's the best part.
I kind of try and keep it because I'm...
Don't pay attention.
I'm
yeah.
the reactor, guys. Yeah. I'm the reactor.
I'd like it that you don't know what's going on.
Oh, I'm gutted. I'm gutted.
A film that... one of the films that never asked for a sequel.
No. It didn't need it.
Yeah. So make sure to tune in for that one, you guys. Spoilers. There's going to be a lot of problems.
Yeah. And guys, again, sorry we kind of promote this every time, but please like and rate the podcast. It really helps other people find us and get us more exposure. So the whole world will know not to keep watching Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
So find us on iTunes, find us on Google Play,
Stitcher.
All those links are on our Facebook page and on our Twitter as well, at Sandler, please, PLS, stop. And like I said, if you somehow owned a Razor scooter, write into us.
They're death traps.
At AdamSandlerPleaseStop@gmail.com. And thanks for listening tonight.
Awesome. Hey, Marie.
Today.
Should Adam Sandler stop?
I think going back to our Kevin James comment, I think white men should stop.
No,
white guys, please stop.
I can't. That's
white
my
guys,
own
please.
Kind. I can't go
white
against
guys, them. Please stop. That's what I'm going with.
No, but you know what? After the garbage that we've had to watch and this being mediocre at best, I'm still going to say stop.
Adam Sandler, eh?
Okay, we haven't done that one yet. Fine.
Adam Sandler.
you got to work with this man that you idolized growing up.
I still
once
do, right?
Before.
Yeah, the exact same amount. I idolize him still. The beauty of working with Sandler is you get calls which basically are like, hey, how's it going? Good. We're making this anime movie. There's a part that he's a guy, and you're going to be that guy. Sounds good. All right, buddy.